from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
The wait is over, Lopez. The wait is over. So much of this has been about anticipation. It's been about looking forward. It's been about the future. But today, Lopez, as we sit here on In the Loop at Texans training camp, we get to live in the moment, Lopez. We get to live where our feet are planted. And Texans training camp is underway. We are out here. On the field. Not a better feeling, baby.
All right, I got to stand up. I'm standing up if you're not watching us on the live stream. I'll sit down in a minute. I got to stand up. No, I figure it is.
Don't nobody want to see all that,
I figure it is what you think it is.
I don't want y'all to see under here.
Don't turn your head, Brandon.
I don't want y'all to see under here.
Don't look over here, Aaron. It is what you think it is.
I don't want y'all to see this.
Is it a book or something out there, man?
Okay, it's not what you think it is, but I got to stand up. I'm excited. All right, look, so... Let's get right into the 2024 season. By the way, the 2024 season is upon us, okay?
It's beautiful.
It is here.
It is officially. I heard Vandermeer saying this earlier on the Texans training camp show on Texans radio. The season officially begins today, Lopez.
Yes, sir. And as I just said that, that's C.J. Stroud about 60 yards in front of me, 50 yards in front of me.
Yeah, no more than 60.
A completion to Stephon Diggs. How about that? Right out of the chute on Sports Radio 610.
Turn the camera around, yo.
I wish we could.
Vicky wants to get us kicked out of here before we even get started. Like, it ain't rules out here, man.
Tell him I said it. Tell him I said it, man.
That is true. I think Vicky.
I'm about to make some calls, man.
I was going to say, if anybody could get the rules changed, it would be Vicky, low key.
It is Vicky. All right, so literally as we come on the air, this is happening right in front of us, C.J. Stroud to Stephon Diggs, all kinds of stuff. But here is the point of the day. This is the start of the season, B. Scott. This is the start of the season, Figgy. And we weren't even supposed to be sitting here. We weren't even supposed to be watching this team. The team was not even supposed to be on the field because those storms that are hammering Houston all over the place, God loves the Texans.
I know it's a God somewhere.
God loves the Texans. Just a little backstory, and then I'll toss it to you because I just can't stop talking right now. I'm so excited. But here's the deal. So we get here. I got here about 8:30, 8:40, something like that. Nick Casario was talking. We're going to hear from him in just a minute. And first text I see is from our guy Aaron Raybould, who's holding down the fort here, doing a spectacular job. And he goes, hey, man, can you guys come over here? We may have to go back to the studio. That storm is going to hammer this area.
Yeah, Aaron doubles up as a forecaster.
And then so I looked at my radar, and I was like, yeah, he's right. It's coming right here. It's coming right toward us. I talked to Omar. I talked to Everett. I talked to Lindsay from Texans PR. Like, yeah, we're going to practice inside. I was like, oh, they're going to practice inside. We're not going to be able to even see it for most, because it's happening as we're speaking. And I make a lap around to the other side of the fields. Lo and behold,
the Lord spared us.
Dude!
The Lord spared us is what Lopez is trying to tell you. The forecast said that around the time that this show started, we were going to be inside the bubble, or the Texans were going to be inside the bubble. And there was a possibility that In the Loop, rather than being live from Texans training camp, rather than being live from the field, would have been live really from the comfort of our own studio.
We would have been like those Olympic shows that broadcast from the studio in New York, and they act like they're there.
Yeah.
And I talked to Aaron. Even when the storm was coming, I said, man, we can't not be here. I mean, the listeners, the loopholes count on us. So let's move all the tables back. Let's get under as much cover as we can. And I told you, we're probably going to get a little wet, but we ain't leaving.
Maybe.
We ain't going to leave. We ain't
Maybe.
Leaving.
I mean, it's held up this far. Yeah. And like you said, we got to get the decision reversed from going inside the bubble to being back outside on the field. And we get to see everybody. You know, it's kind of congested in there in the bubble, but they're all spread out over here. We're seeing, like as you mentioned, C.J. Stroud throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs, to Tank Dell, to Nico Collins. We've got, you know, over here on the side, we've got Laremy Tunsil working out, taking it kind of easy, kind of a little veteran treatment. Also, had the off-season surgery and injury, but you got all of the excitement of the rookies. Kamari Lassiter's out here. I mean, it's just an overall exciting feeling, man, and to be able to be outside on the grass rather than having to pivot and do something different is a good feeling, man.
Yeah, and there goes C.J. Stroud connecting. Nice catch by Tank Dell.
Let me ask you this. What is the thing, and we've been talking about this all week, but now that we're here, now that we're getting to kind of smell the grass and see everybody out here, what is your biggest, and we're going to get into some OG passing thoughts in just a little bit, but what is your biggest, most prevailing thought coming out here? Because I think that I have one that's developed sort of overnight that isn't going to necessarily materialize today, but it is a training camp thought of mine.
My prevailing thought was, let's be honest here. I mean, I had to stand up at the start of the show. It was just excitement. But in terms of the team itself, is just the confidence emanating from everyone. And Nick Caserio said a couple things, even though he was trying to be somewhat conservative in his forecast and answering questions about the team. He said something that's going to be interesting. We're going to get to probably about 10:40 or so. But as we get out here, you see the confidence that we've been talking about the entire offseason. C.J. Stroud, obviously, it starts there. But just every player, it's hard to explain until you see it, and that's why we're so privileged to be here every year. And by the way, I think this is 39, 40 for me, training camps.
Damn, Lopez.
Yeah.
Don't date yourself.
Well, I just did. And you see, you know it when you see it. You know, and down to just how coaches are hopping onto the field. Now, they're always excited, but, I mean, just the way this team feels like they've got it.
For me, Lopez, it's that, and you'll notice a lot of talk about the outside noise. We're not paying attention to the outside noise or the outside expectations. There was even a reference by Nick Caserio this morning to, hey, a lot of this conjecture, a lot of the conversation is for stuff for them to talk about on Sports Radio 610 or for the fans to have fun with. But the reality, Lopez, is that the expectation is not just outside. It is within. It's not just a confidence, but it's also an expectation. They know, they believe at least, and I think they know that there's a great team somewhere within here. Somewhere over there on that field that we're watching right now is the potential for a great team. And so you'll hear a lot about, hey, not paying attention to the outside noise or the outside expectation, but what stands out to me is how much the outside expectation marries up with the internal expectation, because they believe, whether they tell you or not, or say this explicitly or not, they believe in exactly the things that we're talking about, exactly the narratives that we're building right here on this radio station and elsewhere.
That's an offshoot of what I said. Like I said, I don't think you can necessarily say, because I know I can't, this is why this team just looks different.
Yeah.
There's not, it's not something you can reach out and touch. But down to just how they were even, like, the simplest things, you know, when they trot out here and the clouds parted and God gave us the Texans for the 2024 season in a great sign for the year, down to just how they trotted out here, even the stretching, the lines, the drills, all that stuff, to what the drills are that they're doing right now. I can't tell you what it is, but you can just see it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, and really the thing that I'm looking forward to most about being out here, or the thing that I'm excited about, is that we get answers. That's what today really represents to me, Lopez, yeah. Is, and I was mentioning this at the top of the show, this is what I was getting at, like, we've spent so much time in anticipation. Mm-hmm. We've spent so much time looking forward or projecting or talking about this list or talking about that ranking or listing our top threes or top fives or this and that. And we'll continue to do those things throughout the course of the season, throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of the week, all of that. But today represents a day where we don't have to spend as much time projecting as we can, thinking about actually getting answers. We're not going to get all the answers today, obviously, but starting camp, and I know they reported yesterday, but us being out here, to me, represents the moment where we start to get the answers that we're looking for. Who is the left guard for this team?
Yeah.
Who, in fact, is the center of this team? Like, have we just taken for granted that Juice Scruggs is going to be the center? Does Kamari Lassiter win that job opposite Derek Stingley as the starting cornerback? Do they have enough linebackers to be a serious football team? We think that they've got some pretty good ones at the top between Azeez Al-Shaair and Christian Harris, but the depth beyond that is questionable. We get to get the answers to those questions while we're out here at training camp. The defensive line, we'll hear from Nick Caserio. I asked him about this straight up. You know, the depth of the defensive line, we'll figure that out. There are so many questions that we've asked that we will finally, today at least, represents our opportunity to get the answers and just stop projecting.
You are 100% right. And beyond that, we're seeing some of the things. Now, they haven't gone 7-on-7 yet. We will let you know. It's going to be a shorter practice today, first day. But we're going to see some matchups that are going to be beginning to tell us that story. Like, the big story for me in minicamp, which was so small, a sample size, was how they used, we've talked about it, Kamari Lassiter and some of these other things and where they put players, etc. But it's real now. We're going to see it.
Yeah, 100%. Have we mentioned Lopez?
Have we mentioned what?
One Will Anderson. Have we mentioned one Will Anderson who we do expect to join us here on the show? You want to talk about somebody to be excited about. And I'm going to be upfront. I've said this before. When they traded for Will Anderson, or in the time leading up to the draft, ahead of that,
mm-hmm.
I was not a guy who needed to have one of those defensive players that was at the top of the draft. Whether it was Wilson or whether it was Will Anderson himself, I was thinking offense, offense, offense. Let's go offense. You got the two first-round picks. Draft C.J. Stroud and load up on weapons. Let's go.
Yeah.
But they did trade for Will Anderson. And I don't know if there's – outside of obviously drafting C.J. Stroud – I don't know if there is a thing that they have done, and I'm including everything that they've done this offseason, between signing Danielle Hunter, adding Stephon Diggs via trade, adding Joe Mixon via trade. I don't know if there is a single thing that the Texans have done over the past couple of years that I like more, aside from drafting C.J. Stroud. more than the move to go get Will Anderson. That's somebody that I'm tremendously excited to watch play this year. And I can't wait till we get the opportunity to talk to him a little bit later on.
Yeah, he's joining us right off the practice field, probably about 11 o'clock. If you want to, we want you to listen all the time. But if you got something going on, you want to come back and join us probably about 11 o'clock. But it's fluid. So I highly recommend you do that and stay hang in with us. But, yeah, no, Will Anderson, you're going to hear my passing thoughts in about 7 minutes. And he's definitely going to make an appearance. And some other players that I'm sure you are very, very interested in hearing from are going to make some appearances too, because first day there are passing thoughts. And Will Anderson in particular, you know, they were, just so we can set the scene for our listeners, if you've ever been out here, you see, you know where the bubble is. We are underneath the bleacher cover on the far east end of the three practice fields. So the middle practice field is where we were standing. On the far practice field, closer to, I guess that's main, yep, is where the defense was. And so I kind of was, you know, we saw what was in front of us. I was kind of peeking over there, trying to see what they were doing on the defensive side, looking for the DBs. But I saw Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, whatever drill they were doing, kind of come off the field together, and I went, man.
Man. Lopez, I think about, and we've got our questions about the team, right? I laid them out a little bit. What's going to happen opposite Derek Stingley? I mentioned the defense, the interior defensive line, the linebackers not named Aziz or Christian. But, man, when you think about the fact that they have an opportunity to have all pro level players at every level of the defense, and maybe even multiples, save for probably linebacker. We're probably just talking about Christian Harris in terms of having an opportunity to do that. But like, you could have obviously three double digit sack potential guys with, if you throw Danico Autry out there.
Yeah.
But what you've got starting up front with Will Anderson and obviously bringing in Danielle Hunter, and then you go Christian Harris in the, you know, in the middle of that defense, and Aziz Al-Shaair in the middle of that defense. And, oh, by the way, Derek Stingley, executives are saying that this guy's already a top 10 cornerback, and we got all of the questions about Derek Stingley and the health, but he's so damn good when he's out there, Lopez, that he's undeniable. You got to put him on a list like this, even though he hasn't really played a ton. Like, man, I am excited for it. And I was getting at this yesterday about D'Amico and this defense. I'm excited about watching all the hype that we've had about the offense. I'm excited about watching D'Amico Ryans' defense. I'm excited about watching Will Anderson and seeing what Derek Stingley turns into in year three, man. This is an exciting time, man, and they are right across from us getting to work in right now.
Yeah, they are. And by the way, on the text board, it's pretty, a lot of listeners saying it's like Armageddon all around us. Like, there's some heavy duty thunderstorm.
This is incredible. The point that you made and the theme of the show could be the theme of the show.
I mean, it's light skies
certainly,
to our south.
Hey, look, Lopez, certainly the theme of the first half of the show until we at least talk to Will Anderson.
And then we can get the hell out of here after that.
but the theme can take over from whatever we learn from Will Anderson.
Yeah.
But for right now, it is God loves the Texans.
Yeah.
God loves us. And this broadcast.
Yeah.
Because look at us, dry as a powder box.
Yeah.
Standing over here or sitting over here right now. But we just, all we do or all we can see is the forecast.
Yeah.
But there's not any rain in sight, man. We can't complain.
And I got to tell you, in terms of temperature and breeze, this is very reminiscent of the Greenbrier in West Virginia when the Texans went up there in 2017. It's pleasant. Like one of the things that we've talked about is 9 a.m. practices. I know they have their reasons, you know, but boy, that can be some brutal heat and humidity. This is very reminiscent of the Greenbrier. So, yeah, things already are breaking well for the Texans.
You know how we talk about, Lopez, how we talk about get off the bus? That get off the bus look.
Yeah.
The group that we had the closest look at early in our time watching practice before we came over here to do the show was the running back group. And I said this going into camp, man. When people come out here and take a look at Joe Mixon in person, if you haven't seen him in person, that's a get off the bus type of dude.
Yeah.
But really, as a group, my point, Lopez, as a group, that running back group, man,
yeah,
between Mixon and, I know, a fan favorite, a Texans Twitter Reddit favorite, text board favorite, text line favorite is the undrafted rookie British Brooks. I don't know if he's going to make the team, contribute to the team, or be somebody that we ever talk about again after training camp is over with. But he is a get-off-the-bus type of dude, an impressive-looking dude. And Dameon Pierce, to his credit, also. Yeah. I mean, we've seen plenty of Dameon Pierce. We know what he looks like. But he looks good. We know that it's more of a mental thing, see how he adjusts. But he looks good out there, man. I was impressed by the running back group watching practice earlier today.
All right, so that was one of my passing thoughts.
We'll get to it, and we'll get to it. That's coming up next.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. It's fine. I got a bunch. And that is, I don't know about British Brooks, man. I don't think anybody can say anything definitive about him by any stretch. That dude's thighs. Did you check out his thighs?
He's stacked, man.
Dude looked like Saquon out there.
He's definitely, he's like British Brooks. This just in. Yeah. Definitely a running back.
He is definitely like all these people say, oh, you know, you should play something other than running back because they never get paid if you're really, really good. That dude has no option but running back. That dude has no other position he could possibly play. Like his thighs, like we've seen the Saquon videos, you know, all the old heads, you know, I'm talking old heads like my age, et cetera. He's wearing number 44. And you may remember a fellow by the name of Robert Newhouse for the Dallas Cowboys,
oh, yeah, for sure,
who wore number 44. That dude, I was like, hey, man, Robert Newhouse is out here.
He's John Lopez. I'm B. Scott here on In the Loop. Let's pick this up on the other side. The OGs, it's an annual.
The inaugural.
Yearly tradition to get Lopez's passing thoughts. We'll do that next one in the loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.